from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Of course, it all culminates tonight with San Diego State going up against Syracuse.
Or does it culminate?
Ooh. That wasn't nice.
You know what's gravy.
That was not nice.
I think it culminates.
Knock it off.
And Chris Ello.
Are we talking rushing touchdowns or touchdowns?
Like passing touchdowns? Scoring the touchdown.
Fumble recovery touchdowns?
Don't be an idiot.
I'm just trying to get Chris back. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hold
on.
A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives. Those are my favorite words by Jackie Robinson. And based on his impact, there is no way to measure how Jackie affected the world. He opened doors for black people. In the game of baseball, Jackie is the reason we see Mookie Betts. But he is also the reason we see Fernando Tatis Jr. and Shohei Ohtani. Faces that make up the global game we know today, where everyone can compete on the biggest stage. He taught us all important lessons about how to live our lives, and he redefined what courage looks like.
We're gonna have to do this thing simply by the box score.
These are the lessons my dad passed down to me, and I've passed down to my children. A family that has seen two generations make their living playing a kid's game. One day, I hope there is a third generation adding to our family legacy on the field. But no matter what my son does, he will always feel the impact of Jackie Robinson.
Happy Jackie Robinson Day, everybody. Tony Gwynn Jr. here, along with my partner, Chris Ello. Well, the Padres, after two rough games in Pittsburgh, finish out the road trip with a 5-2 record. They're coming home for the first big matchup of the season against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chris, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time since we've done one of these shows, man. How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been together. I think since before the no-hitter, and been even longer since we've both been in the Odyssey Palace Studios, as you named it a few weeks ago. Welcome back. That was a supersonic jet you took to return from Pittsburgh. The game just got over like an hour ago, didn't it? I mean, another monster-long Padre game today, but I am so happy that they won today, Tony, because frankly, I've been, I got to be honest with you, the struggles of everybody, you know, trying to keep up with the expectations of the Padres this year, and the disappointment and losing a couple of games to the Pirates and feeling like it's the end of the world, it's been really difficult to kind of keep tabs on this thing so far this season. I mean, a 9-5 record is nothing to be upset about, but it seems like everybody's upset about everything Padres, and you know, they drop a couple games to Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden, well, you never see the Dodgers lose two games to a team like the Pirates. That's not true. The Dodgers lost a series last year to the woeful Colorado Rockies.
He said they lost a series last year.
Yeah, last year. Well, they haven't lost one this year, but they haven't played anybody this year.
Right.
Honestly, the Dodgers are 10-2, and I know that they look like they're totally unbeatable.
Twice.
They played the Rockies seven games now after tonight. They played the Nationals, who are about one-third of their team is missing. And they played the A's, who got off to the awful start. So, look, the Dodgers haven't played anybody. The Padres really haven't played anybody. Now they'll play each other, and let's get it on. I'm ready. I'm glad the Padres won today, though, because, frankly, it's been really difficult putting up with everybody's moaning and groaning the whole season. I was excited for this year, but now these expectations are starting to bug me. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way the Padres can live up to them unless they were 14-0. And obviously that wasn't going to happen, because I think people have forgotten, Tony, this Padre team isn't the Padres yet.
No.
There's no Tatis Jr. We haven't had Austin Nola yet. Trent Grisham just got back. Tommy Pham's not anywhere near close to being Tommy Pham yet. In fact, if I hear another person say they're ready to DFA Tommy Pham and just cut ties with him, I'm going to jump off the side of the building. Maybe some people want me to, but I you know, look, for a 14-game, two-week stretch, anybody can hit $1.25. I mean, any player in baseball, and most players will do that for a two-week stretch during the course of the season. It just happened to Tommy Pham at the beginning. Anyway, enough of that. They won today, and hopefully everybody feels a little better.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I had a friend text me yesterday, "What the bleep is going on?" And I chuckled out loud when I saw the text, but I was like, "Relax, bro." I think I said, "Relax, bro. You do realize the season ends in September, right?"
Yeah.
Count the days between now and September. There's a lot of them. And to me, it is borderline laughable to be up in arms on April 15th. April 15th. I just want to point that out. It is April. What, Scrappy, look at the schedule right there. When's the last day of the season?
Hold on. October 1st, I think. 2nd or 3rd, maybe. Something like that.
October 3rd.
October 3rd, day before my birthday. We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And the Padres, as you mentioned, and this is a really good point, they are not the team. They're not at full strength yet.
No. Dinelson Lamet hasn't pitched a game yet.
They haven't been full strength all season.
Not even close to full strength.
And despite that, despite the offense really being on a roller coaster up and down, they're 9-5.
It's okay, people.
We'll be all right. We're going to be all right.
It's not too bad. It's not the greatest, and I know that the Dodgers have run away and hid. I mean, people feel like the race is over already, for heaven's sakes. It's like if the Padres don't take 2 out of 3 this weekend from the Dodgers, then L.A. goes up by 3.5, 4 games.
I'm almost afraid
it's done.
I'm almost afraid of if they don't win 2 or 3.
I know. That's what I'm – I don't even want to come in on Monday. I'm not – I'm going to call in sick on Monday. Scraby, it's your show Monday if they lose 2 out of 3 because – people are going to give up the entire deal. I mean, it's absurd. And you know what? Maybe part of it is San Diego's fault, because San Diego honestly is not used to dealing with these expectations. They're just not. They're used to having a bad team and hoping to do well. Instead, you've got a good team that you expect to do well. And frankly, San Diego, I don't think many of you know how to handle that.
Yeah, listen, this expectation is new to us. So, you know, I do give folks a pass, because this is new to everybody in the city. We haven't really had expectations like this before. And I thought there was a couple good things out of today. Obviously, the offense woke up early. They didn't just wake up. They made a lot of loud noises early. Keller really was in trouble from the jump. A lot of extra base hits. And I thought Paddock finally did some things, right? He got into that little bit of trouble, and they let him work through it, and I'm sure part of it was the lead that they had.
That helped.
But he did some things that were nice today. I think that's a start that you can build on, for sure.
Yeah.
Having Trent Grisham at the top of the lineup again has really been – it's been nice. It's been really nice. Now, he's operating without the guy who hit behind him pretty much all season last year, and that was – Fernando Tatis Jr.,
he's a difference maker.
you think?
Come on, people.
He's got a legitimate chance of being ready to go tomorrow.
But you know what? Bellinger's been out for the Dodgers, and they haven't missed a beat. They're playing the Rockies, like, every game.
That's what I said, Chris.
The Rockies can't score a run.
The Rockies
stink. They do.
I think they're the worst team in baseball.
They are the worst team in baseball.
They're the worst team in baseball, Chris.
I didn't say they weren't. And I'm just trying to make the point that the Dodgers are off to a good start. They're taking care of their business. They're a good team. I didn't expect that they weren't going to be a good team. But to think that the race is, you know, practically over right now with 5.5 months of shopping time left for Tony's birthday is just crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, and you know, like I said, I really wasn't looking forward to coming in here today if they had lost 3 out of 4 to the Pirates, because I know that would have been doomsday for sure.
There's a lot missed since we had a show, right?
I know.
No-hitter took place. Joe Musgrove,
awesome.
Absolutely awesome, and I got to tell you guys, this is a little personal secret. Like, it's not really a secret, but I was so gassed up when I got home and I turned on MLB Quick Pitch,
mm-hmm.
and they used my sound.
Yes,
Jesse and
nice.
I
got in there.
I got in there.
That was
baby.
Awesome. Well, that was sweet. You said something pretty prophetic too.
I think
really
I said it's Joe in Destiny.
You did.
That was great.
Yeah, you guys were great calling that.
And, I was gassed up.
I don't know if you heard, but I was at the driving range listening to you guys on Friday night, and I couldn't leave the driving range until the game was over because I felt like I would be the one to blame if I left and he gave up the no-hitter. But so I'm sitting there on the bench just listening to you.
We would
and
have
Jesse.
Definitely found a way to blame you on that.
I know. But sure. you and Jesse were great, so that's awesome. Were you nervous at all?
I wasn't, and my hat's off to my partner, Jesse Agler, man. He is truly one of the best doing this right now. And he just made it – it didn't even really dawn on – I mean, it dawned on us that there was no-hitter. We actually talked about at one point – how we were going to handle it, right? Because we know our fans are very, what's the word, peculiar about saying he has a no-hitter.
Oh, my goodness. If you would have said it and somebody got a hit, you would have been vilified.
We would have been vilified. So yeah. we discussed this, and we both – I was on the side of, I don't care, let's tell him. That's our job. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to tell. Jesse was a little more reserved in that matter, and he was like, you know what, we'll say it without saying it. So he must have said Joe Musgrove has gone through 5 innings, he's given up no hits.
He didn't say no hitter, though.
He didn't say no hitter.
Yeah.
The whole time. But yeah. I thought that was such a cool moment for Joe and his family. I mean, you couldn't have wrote a better script.
Yeah, I believe you're saying that got on Quick Pitch, too. I remember that. It was really an exciting night, Tony. I mean, I was doing the post-game show, and I knew it was going to be a special post-game show, a lot different than anything else we normally do, and I knew the Padre fans would be excited, and we took a bunch of phone calls. But then they called and said, hey, we're going to get Joe Musgrove on the post-game show with you.
Legit.
And I was like, wow, I get to interview him right now? Like tonight, after this no-hitter, I mean, this is fantastic. And the coach was on, because the coach is on every night on the post-game show. And as I was talking with him, he was so excited. He had tears in his eyes, I could tell, as we were talking. I said, Coach, if you want, can you just stay around and join me for the interview with Joe Musgrove?
That's awesome.
And I think it was the nicest thing I've ever done for anybody. Because I'm not, you know, that's not my style, is to be nice to everybody, but... The coach was so excited that I asked him to be part of the interview, and I wanted him to be part of the interview because he knew Joe going back to his high school days at Grossmont, and so that was a lot of fun, and I mean, it was an exciting night. I think I was on the post-game show for like an hour and a half, and I didn't care. Like,
right,
I could have stayed on all night, so it was amazing. It was so fun to finally have it happen, and I don't want to say it was worth waiting for, because 53 years was a long time to wait for it.
And but then you look over the White Sox side, they got 20 last night.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I was stunned by that. Look, Joe Musgrove, that was fantastic. And what a performance he turned in that game. And he's such a down-to-earth guy. I was happy that we had had him on the show about 2 weeks prior to that, and just kind of been able to tap into him a little bit. And so when he came on after the no-hitter, I mean, he was still going through a whirlwind when he got to my interview, because he had already done the Zoom call. He had done ESPN SportsCenter.
Right.
He'd probably done MLB Network.
Yep.
And then he came on with the coach and I, but he was still gracious and he was still excited. And it was a great moment from Padre history, and I think it'll be something that – I think it's going to help carry this team a little bit. I know they immediately won 4 in a row, you know, as you know, off that no-hitter. And I think it's something. Every special season has a bunch of special moments along the way, and this is certainly going to be one of them.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be many more, not no-hitters necessarily, but many more special moments like this to come this season. So it was exciting. There was no question. And you and Jesse did do a great call, and I talked to Jesse on the pregame show, and I asked him if he actually wrote down what he was going to say at the end of the game. And he said, I didn't, but he goes, I did definitely get some things kind of calculating in my mind as it was happening. And he made a great call. He made a great call.
He did an awesome job.
And that's not easy to do because, you know, I'm not going to say it. Because I called a no-hitter one time with Steven Strasburg at San Diego State.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot all about it. I didn't have any idea that you ever did that.
Strasburg, ready to go.
That was it right there.
That was it.
Apparently, you and Steven Strasburg traveled through time at some point.
Yes.
Strasburg, ready to go.
1899, Steven Strasburg's senior season at San Diego
State. The horses are tilling the infield.
Strasburg, ready to go.
Stop it.
All right. 3:15 on the clock. We got 4 hours for you today. We're going to step away and take a break. Just so you know, Dylan Hernandez, Los Angeles Times, is going to join us here in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to preview this Dodger series we got coming up. We got a Chris versus Fan. We got a Big Five, of course, at 4 o'clock hour. We also have a new game, Overreaction or Nah. We're going to get into that. It's a little bit of around Major League Baseball, but we got some Padres stuff scattered in there. Of course, we got our daily gambit. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have some Padres pen pals. So you guys don't want to miss. We got a good show lined up for you. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, after the no-hitter, we're going to talk about some of the things that happened therefore after. Chris Paddock had a subpar start in Texas before the one he had today. Marty Hone, we still are waiting to find out what's exactly going on with him. He left after, I believe, 2/3 of an inning on Sunday. And then Blake Snell had his blow-up outing 2 days ago. So we're going to get into all of that. We've missed you guys. We are so glad to have you here with us today. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's a look at traffic.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes, streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. 3:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. together at last in our Odyssey Palace studios in San Diego.
Why are you crying?
It's tears of joy.
Oh, okay. Scraby's here too.
Thanks, Chris.
Padres over the Pirates today, 8-3. Thank goodness. Padres snap a little two-game slide. Padres are 9-5, by the way, Tony Gwynn Jr. That factors out to a 104-win season if they keep that up for all of the people that are ready to give up on the year. Dodgers are coming in for a three-game series starting tomorrow, and Dylan Hernandez will join us on the program in about 20 minutes to talk about that series, preview it for us. Got a couple of phone calls we're going to get out to, 833-288-0973, if you'd like to join us. And, you know, we should mention that Kevin Acey did tweet out officially about 40 minutes ago that the Padres do intend to activate Fernando Tatis Jr. before tomorrow night's game against the Dodgers. So he should be back in the lineup. I know everybody's, you know, what else are Padre fans expecting? The worst. You can't talk to a Padre fan about Fernando Tatis Jr. right now without them saying, well, you know, he's just going to swing the bat a couple of times and get hurt again.
Have you ran into a couple of those?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's everybody I talk to.
Really?
You know, yeah. Sure. Yeah. But Fernando Tatis Jr., I mean, he's coming back Friday for the diet. Well, he's not going to make it. He'll get hurt again. Okay. Well, I don't know what they're bringing him back for then. They're wasting everybody's time. I mean, evidently the doctors are just, you know, playing the long shot here and, you know, putting his long-term health at stake. Look, if he gets hurt, I guess he does get hurt, but anybody could get hurt. Fernando's obviously got to be a little careful. But
I've watched him swing the bat over the last, I don't know, 3-4 days.
Yeah.
He's modified. I mean, it's still a violent Fernando Tatis Jr. swing, except he's got two hands on the bat now. That's the only difference. He looks good. I saw him moving around, and as far back as Texas, like in the infield, throwing, making plays, making throws. You wouldn't, if you didn't see him go down and you've got a chance to see him. Now, albeit I wasn't there, but, you know, we do have some views into the stadium at Petco when we're doing these games where you get to see him take batting practice, see him take infield. If you didn't see or hear the news that he went down with a shoulder, you wouldn't know that something's wrong with him.
But Fernando Tatis Jr., to me, Tony, is a perfect example of the Padres fan in general. Padres fan in general just expects the absolute worst to happen. So they just are—they're convinced
that the worst
is going to happen. To a certain extent, but I mean, at some point, you have to get past it.
Yeah,
and
no
you
doubt.
Have to start, you know,
no
playing
doubt.
This season.
No doubt.
I mean, what happened in from 1969 to 2020 is what
Done.
Happened.
Right.
But now we're into 2021. This is a different team. This is a better team. This is a talented team. And Fernando Tatis Jr. has been cleared to play. Let's get him out there and let him play, and let's hope for the best. And if he gets hurt, then we'll deal with that when it happens. But I think everybody's kind of a little bit too negative on almost all things Padres right now, despite the 9-5 start. All right, let's get out to a couple of phone calls here before we get Dylan Hernandez on the show. Toby Escondido first up on Gwynn and Chris today. How
What's
are
good,
you?
Toby?
What up, Toby?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
Great, great. Well, I'm hoping Tingler's listening to me because I want to give him my lineup for game one tomorrow night.
Okay, Hang on, wait a second. Let's get him on the phone. Scraby, can you call
Chase? I've already received a notification that he's listening. So.
Okay, go ahead, Toby. You're ready.
Good. Well, I like the move with Weathers, lefty against a left-handed heavy lineup tomorrow. Here's what I'd go 1-8. I'd go Grisham, Crone, Tatis, Machado, Hosmer, Myers. Now, here's where I would shake things up a little bit. I'd put Profar instead of Pham. Pham's probably going to get the nod, but Profar's hitting .298, 2-for-4 today, more contact, stronger arm. He's just playing better ball than Pham. And then I'd go Caratini in the 8th spot ahead of Weathers. That's my lineup, and hopefully Tingler's listening and he pays attention because that lineup's going to get the W tomorrow.
Hey, Toby, just do me a favor, all right? I don't hate your lineup, but do me a favor. when Tommy Pham starts being Tommy Pham again, which is going to happen in the next couple of weeks because he's hitting the ball pretty hard. And he just keeps lining it out right to guys. When he starts getting a bunch of hits and stealing some bases and hits a couple over the boards and gets that batting average up, can you call back in and say, I'm sorry to Tommy Pham, along with everybody else who's going to owe him an apology? Because I cannot believe that every Padre fan, again, that I've run into, Tony, has completely given up the season on Tommy Pham.
Well, Toby sounded like he was going to say absolutely he'll call in. So right, we're going to hold you to that, Toby.
Going to hold you to it, Toby.
Listen, I don't dislike his lineup. Here's the deal. Right now, Tommy's struggling a little bit. You want to give him some time to kind of get his swing in order. And I believe, like you, eventually he's going to get it going, and he'll be the guy that will help sustain that bottom portion. Not really bottom, but that fifth, sixth spot in the lineup, depending on where you go. Listen, I personally have always liked the idea of Grisham, Cronenworth. I like those two.
At the top.
Now, I understand in order for that to work, they have to continue to hit lefties as well as they do righties. Because if they're not going to, if there's going to be a little bit of draw, even a little bit, you want to throw a right-hander in there so that you get in later innings, they can't bring a lefty in and he gets to face back-to-back lefties. You want to make that difficult for him. But
right.
I like the idea. Now, Fernando's coming back tomorrow is my guess. That hasn't been announced. Nobody's told me anything. But based on what Kevin Acey tweeted out 40 minutes ago and based on what I've seen in batting practice and infield, I think he's going to have a chance to be back. The question is, where is he going to hit when he comes back? Is he going to hit in that two spot? I think it's going to be either two or three right now. We'll see. But certainly Trent Grisham and Jake Cronenworth have been really good at the top of the lineup, for sure.
Yeah, it's a good combination right now. The guys are doing a good job getting on base. All right, we got to get to Corona Cave Jeff.
Corona Cave!
Gwen and Chris. Hello, Corona Cave. How are you?
What's up, guys? Glad everybody's back in the fold. Loving it.
Yeah, we're happy to be back.
So, we've got a lot of great stories to talk about, but I think there's something big we're overlooking.
What's that?
You know, while everybody was out doing their stuff, there's an up-and-coming radio personality that was holding the fort down. And I got to give props to Scravy. I'm driving home, and I'm, like, listening to this guy, and I'm like, he's got no help. He's flipping buttons, hitting switches, answering the phone, doing updates. Oh, my gosh. He was like Stevie Wonder with a hand on each keyboard, man. It was amazing.
Wow, thank you, Corona Cave Jeff. I did not know you were going to say that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
That was nice, Corona.
Yeah, I love you guys, man.
We appreciate you. Love you, too, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Corona. So Scravy, you was putting in work while we were gone, huh? You had the ones and twos?
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid of losing my job for not working, so I said, I will work. Please, let me work.
Scravy has been a madman during the stretch.
If I don't
he's doing pregame, he's doing postgame.
Yeah, let's talk about that
for a second. He's doing a lot of stuff.
Give yourself a round of applause, man, for pregame stuff.
Yeah,
man,
you've been doing. It's not easy to do.
Right now, I will admit, you've done a better job than I did doing the pregame by myself the first time I did it. Your first time was way better than mine.
Well, thank you.
I stumbled and tripped all the way till we got to game time back at the old intercom studio.
It's not easy,
man. And I have a ton of respect for how you've gone about it, and, man, just keep going, man. Good work.
Thank you. Good work. I'm crawling out of my skin, but thank you.
We're doing a hell of a job.
We're making them sweat right now.
I do appreciate that, and you guys have been great. Chris giving me all the help leading up to it, and Tony being on the game. I felt so comfortable talking to Tony on Tuesday that I told him bye-bye like we were on the phone. So
could you find that? And
I will find it. And we'll,
oh my gosh! Yeah. I couldn't. I was taking my headset off as I heard him say bye-bye like we were on the phone.
Like it was a regular phone call.
Right. And I fell out of my chair laughing.
We'll play that at 4:20.
Okay, we'll
That's
play
it. That's pretty funny, Scraby. Scraby, you still come up with magic moments from time to time. So
that's why they put me back there.
We appreciate that from you. Nicely done. right, we'll take a little time out here. When we come back, Dylan Hernandez helps us preview the big Dodger series, which starts tomorrow night. Gwen and Chris from the Odyssey Palace Studios right here in San Diego on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bye-bye. 3:37 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. The gang is back. Been off since what, Friday? Last time we got to talk to you guys and banter with you guys. And now it's time to get ready for the first big series of the season. Dodgers, Padres, right here, Petco Park. We've moved into the orange tier, so that also means more fans in the building, which is perfect timing. Of course, if you're bringing the brown. Now, you know, this. I've been here my entire life.
Hmm.
And the Dodger fans have always seemed to overwhelm us.
Yes.
Let's not let this happen again. And guess what? Now, we can't hide. Our colors are completely different. Like, there's not navy blends in with the blue a little bit in a stadium. But
back in the day,
brown and gold does not blend. So we're gonna know if the Padre fans are bringing the brown. Before we get to Dylan Hernandez of the Los Angeles Times, let's first check a little traffic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
All right, 3:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, as I said, joining us here on Gwynn and Chris, our check that joining us now on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is our guy, Dylan Hernandez of the Los Angeles Times. Dylan, always fun to catch up. How are you?
I'm excited, man. I'm going to be back on the road kind of for the first time. And I think I went to the first Raiders game in Las Vegas last year, you know?
Yeah.
So this will be my first time getting out of L.A. County, like on a work assignment. So I'm looking forward to this weekend.
So, I mean, are the Dodgers this good? I mean, they're 10-2. I understand they've played the Rockies, you know, seven times. But they look like they're hitting on all cylinders. I haven't watched all of the games, but they certainly seem like they're playing some good baseball right now.
Yeah, they are. You know, I would not, you know, sell short that Rockies angle. Right. I mean, they're pretty bad, you know. I mean, and you know, from a right, you can ask any writer this. Like, one of the things that we hate the most is like a no hitter or a potential no hitter, because you really can't finish writing until the end, right? And you know, with guys like Bauer going out there facing the Rockies, you're kind of thinking like, oh God, like, you know, he looks like he has no hit stuff. And the Rockies, as a lineup, have no hit stuff too. You know, so it's like every time they play, it's like, oh God, like we gotta jump on Twitter and jinx these guys to make sure this doesn't happen. You know, but I mean, that said, you know, they went a week without, right, 10 days without Mookie Betts, you know, or maybe not 10 days, but you know, he didn't go on the DL, but you know, they went about a week without Mookie Betts in the lineup, right? And you know, Cody Bellinger. I mean, the fact that here you have a guy who's just 2 years removed from an MVP. You know, has shoulder surgery. And, you know, obviously with guys like Adrian Gonzalez, Matt Kemp, we've seen what happens, right, when a guy is coming off shoulder surgery. And yet it's kind of not really like a talking point, right? I mean, it wasn't a talking point in spring training because you're thinking, okay, they have Mookie Betts, they have Corey Seager. Season starts, Betts has this like little back thing. But, you know, they got this guy, Zach McKinstry. I don't, you know.
Where are you guys getting all these guys from?
Yeah, you know, like, again, I'm guessing that it's the, you know, as much as we hate all this like analytics stuff, right? I mean, they're probably looking at some data that gives them, you know, some indication that a guy's kind of on the upward trajectory because, you know, I mean, you go back a few years, right? I mean, Chris Taylor was nobody. Yeah, Max Muncy was nobody. Yeah. You know, and these guys are now, you know, not just kind of every, you know, good major league players. I mean, they're really, really, right? They're integral parts of a championship team. And, you know, the starting pitching's really good right now. You know, the only area where you can say, well, I'm not really sure is the bullpen. But, you know, part of, like, what's kind of giving them a break from that is the fact that, you know, they have this surplus of starters. So, you know, you go to the bullpen, you know, sometimes they've been able to go to David Price for a couple of innings, you know, and so the workload on the pen isn't quite as much. You know, and really, I think the way they're constructed is really kind of built for, I think, also this specific season where you're having this jump from 60 games to 162 games, right? And it's not just going to be the position players and the starting pitchers, you know, that are going to be have to, you know, worry about obviously usage and stuff, but it's the relievers too, you know, and just, again, the way they're set up, you know, and you know, I think a lot with like Tatis, right? I mean, I think it's kind of a prime example there. They need him back and they need him back healthy. And there's no, you know, two ways around that, right? Whereas with the Dodgers, you know, hey, if Bellinger has kind of a down year, you know what? I'm guessing they could probably survive that.
Yeah, they're surviving it already. He hasn't done anything yet. He's only had four hits and no home runs, and yet they're rolling along. Dylan Hernandez is with a – well, he has a home run, but he lost the home run. Justin Turner turned around and went the wrong way. That's about the only thing the Dodgers have done wrong so far. Dylan, just the fact that the L.A. Times is sending a writer down to San Diego makes me excited that maybe L.A. does think that the Padres are worthwhile. What is the honest opinion of the Padres coming from Los Angeles here at this stage early in this season?
You know, I think it's kind of gone up and down, right? I mean, clearly the Padres, I think, won the winter. You know, maybe when the Dodgers signed Bauer, it kind of, you know, alleviated some of the concerns. You know, then Tatis gets hurt and the Dodgers kind of rolling around the way they are right now. I'm guessing the people up here feel pretty good about, you know, the Dodgers' chances this year. But yeah, for sure, you know, this is going to be kind of a, you know, if the Dodgers go down there and, you know, even if the Padres can manage to take two out of three, I think it's going to really kind of change the conversation here. Now, you know, the way the Dodgers are going right now, I also wouldn't be surprised either if they just kind of go down there and just curb stomp these guys and, you know, it's a sweep and then it'll kind of feel like it's over again. I think it's especially from the Padres standpoint, this is a really, really important series, you know, because I think, you know, last year it felt like, okay, this is a team kind of on the rise, but like every time they kind of really stepped up to the plate to challenge the Dodgers, it seemed the Dodgers were able to kind of keep them at bay.
Yeah.
You know, I think, right, psychologically, especially, you know, this being the series in San Diego, you know, especially, you know, with the limited crowd base, I'm expecting for the first time, at least in my years covering, you know, for it to be a pro Padres crowd. I mean, that Petco Park to me always felt like Dodger Stadium South, right? So, you know, if you have all those things going for you, I really think that, you know, they really need to take two out of three here.
Yeah, Petco Park, Qualcomm, Jack Murphy, whatever you want to call it. It's always been
Dodger Stadium South.
Dodger Stadium South when they come to town. Trevor Bauer, he's made a lot of noise prior to the season started, but really, since the season has started, this man's been about his business. He has really looked good on the mound. What's been your take on Bauer?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, when they brought him in, you're kind of thinking, okay, do they really need this headache, right? And, like, let's be honest. I mean, as well as this guy's pitching, he's kind of a doofus, you know. He's one of these guys who's not quite as clever as he thinks he is, right? The fact that, like, he's stealing, like, McGregor's, like, strut, whatever. You know, come up with your own gimmick, right? Like, look, I have no problem. And you guys know me. Like, I love the bat flips. I love the celebrations and whatever. You know, come up, like, with your own shtick, right? And, like, you know, and even with this kind of sticky ball, you know, controversy that's kind of come up and, you know, maybe Major League Baseball was leaking stuff to The Athletic about, you know, kind of having eyes on him in regards to that stuff. I mean, you know, he can sit here and talk about how it's unfair. He also kind of brought that on himself.
He did,
right?
He did.
By talking about this thing, and it's like, you know, you talk about it. And again, it's another example of like the guy not quite being as clever as he thinks he is, right? You know, when he talked about it, he thought like, oh, okay, I'm being clever now. And then, you know, his spin rate just magically went up last year, right? So, like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, you don't think, you know, you're basically, like, begging them to investigate you. You would think something's kind of going to happen. That said, the man can pitch,
yeah.
You know. I think that there, you know, in L.A., there were pockets of fans who were a little bit concerned about, you know, he's, right, you know, tweeted out, you know, fake quotes attributed to George Soros that are, you know, pretty anti-Semitic, in my opinion. You know, he's harassed women online. You know, he seems to be very, I don't know if you guys have seen, he's got like a YouTube channel and, you know, he kind of tries to do this thing like, who is it? Is it Jimmy Kimmel that does like the mean tweets, whatever with the celebrities, right? He kind of tries to do like a thing like that, except it's not funny. You know, when people attack him, he responds by saying, well, you know what? Like, yeah, I might suck, but I'm better than you. And it's kind of like, all right, dude, whatever, man, you know? You know, so I do think there were some pockets of people that were a little bit uncomfortable, like, okay, do we really need this guy on the team? You know, because you don't want to be conflicted when you're cheering for your team, right? You know, he's not like, you know, Mr. Sunshine by any means. But that said, the man can pitch. You got to give him that, you know. And, you know, again, pretty much every time he's gone out there, you know, it looks like he's kind of on his way to maybe doing something special. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, there have been a couple times where you're thinking, man, he might throw a no-hitter today. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. You know, so far, so good, right? I mean, you perform, generally speaking, these things go okay. The question becomes, right, if things start going bad at some point, you know, then it kind of all falls on Dave Roberts again to kind of, you know, to manage kind of that circus situation that might erupt in the clubhouse.
Dylan Hernandez from the Los Angeles Times describing Trevor Bauer in a way that I wish I could. I've been trying to come up with all of those words for Trevor Bauer, and you just did it. Hit it right on the head, Dylan. Perfect stuff. You mentioned the bullpen, and Jansen has three saves. I know Knebel's got in there for a couple of saves. Is there any question mark there right now? Is Jansen kind of pitching for his job every time he goes out there? Because as you said, that seems to be kind of the only interesting thing with the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Jansen, the last couple of times, I mean, he changed his, you know, he became Sinatra, right? His entrance song for a long time was California Love. And on the point where, I mean, to me, that was just like a great song, period. You
right,
know?
Right.
And it always kind of bothered me when they said it was Kenley's song. It's like, what are you talking about, right? Like, you know, no, that's Tupac's song, you know, but he changed it, you know, a couple outings ago. I wrote over the winter that they should get rid of him. I wrote very early on in the season, you know, after things kind of, right, I think it was in spring training, even when things were going well, I was like, hey, come on, like, you know, I know it looks good right now, but we know how this is going to end. It's going to end with somebody else closing in October. You know, and he's taking it very personally, I think. You know, he's angry. He admitted so last night after he came in. The last couple of times, he's looked great. You know, not this past outing, but the outing before, he hit 95. I think he was at 94 yesterday. And, you know, so I don't know. Maybe that's kind of giving him that extra oomph. I still do wonder, though, and maybe this is kind of the thing. Maybe they kind of reconfigure the formula where I still do wonder if he can kind of go back-to-back days, right? Like, I'm very curious to see after last night, would the Dodgers say go back to him today again?
Right.
You know, I'm not so sure about that, right? I mean, that could be, and maybe we see a situation where we have a two-headed closer situation where, you know, they give Jansen kind of the necessary days off in between to make sure he's at his most effective, you know, because Knebel, I mean, here's a guy that's had arm trouble before, right? I'm guessing that they don't want to run him 70 times out there in the regular season either. So maybe that's kind of one way to do it, is to have this kind of dual closer type situation.
Real quick, last night I did watch the game, and he was screaming at somebody after he got the final out. Now I know he was screaming at you.
He was screaming at Dylan. For
he
sure.
was yelling hey, that, and that, screaming. Hey. He was cutting up a fit after the game last night. So
hey,
he definitely fired him up.
Vote, Yeah, I should get a bonus for inspiring the man.
Yes, I think so.
Dylan, let me ask you. Let's put aside the Padres-Dodgers for now. If Shohei Ohtani is going to do this all season, there is no shot anybody can win an MVP then in an American League.
Well, is that – I mean, you know, because I think that the pitching side of things to me is still kind of a question mark, right? The command –
But hear me out. This is my thought. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go out and make as many starts as a regular starter because he's putting up offensive numbers to go along with it and more than any pitcher can possibly throw out there. And it's going to be obviously more than any he's going to have better pitching numbers than any offensive player can have. I mean, it just seems, yes, the command issue can be an issue at times. But in his first start, he was dominant. Like, he didn't – until that the last inning that he pitched in where he had the kind of crazy play at the plate, they weren't touching him. And if he's going to pitch like that and hit the way he has hit thus far this season – I just have a hard time seeing anybody be able to put up any numbers that can come close to that.
Yeah, and it's been really – he's been really fun to watch. You know, I think the one thing you see is that I think like last year, even the year before, it was kind of more of a defensive type of swing. You know, he was kind of, right, going up there, okay, I don't want to strike out. He's really attacking the ball now.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's taking – huge. I mean, he's digging in and taking some huge rips, right? If this were back in the 50s and 60s, I mean, the guy's coming out of his shoes almost. I'm guessing some pitchers would be coming inside, you know? Hey, don't swing that hard. But, you know, the thing with him, too, is he doesn't have to, like, hit the ball all that clean for it to go out. I mean, his power is just ridiculous. And you're right. You know, I think if he kind of gets back on, you know, right now he's got this blister problem, which has limited him to just kind of that one start. But, yeah, if he kind of gets going right now, you know, because physically I think this is kind of the best we've seen him really since I think it was the 2016 season that he had in Japan. You know, his last season in Japan even, you know, he was dealing with some ankle problems. You know, he was coming, right, he had surgery that year. The next year was his rookie year over here, right? Then it was the elbow thing and, you know, the knee was bothering him last year. I mean, something's always kind of been wrong. And the one thing we have to kind of remember, this guy is a great, great athlete, you know, and I think – you know, just because of maybe stereotypes people have in their mind, they don't necessarily associate Japanese athletes with tremendous athleticism. But this guy's combination of power, speed, arm, everything, you know, he's as good an athlete as there is in the major leagues right now.
Well, listen, as CC Sabathia said, he might be the best player in the league right now based on what he does. So, Dylan, we got to run. We certainly appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us. We'll get a chance. Well, I'll get a chance to see you at the stadium here over these next couple games. Thanks for coming on, my man.
Great job, Dylan.
No, thank you. Anytime. Thank you so much.
Dylan Hernandez, Los Angeles Times, on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. Okay. Three, two, one. It is time for our Grand Slam prize giveaway.
You should. I wish everybody saw the look on your face when you saw the clock and you're like, oh my gosh, it's only 2 seconds before it.
The code word, all right? This hour's code word is plant. Plant. Text plant to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. All right. That's going to do it for the first hour. We got three more coming your way. And up next is a little Chris versus the fan. Stay tuned.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.